Okay, I welcome the opportunity extended to me by Rabbi Elchanan Zon, who is the Rosh of the Chevra Kedisha in Queens here, who has committed and dedicated himself for many, many years for Chesed Shalemis. And my brachas to him and to the Eskonim of Chemra Lomdei Mishnayis, that he should be Zoyche, Kishbracha to give them and all the Eskonim, Shefa Brocha Vatzlocha, Simcha Vanachas, Mekol Yotze Chalotzeim, Ad Biazgal Tzedek Mehermenu Amen. Beginning with the Inyan we're talking about Nicham Avelim, let's start basically, first interesting thing which is pointed out in Masechta Sofrim Perek Yutes. And I quote from over there where it's mentioned that Shloima HaMelech already, it says, Tikin Shnei Shiorim Beis HaMikdash. That Shloima HaMelech was Mesakin, two Shiorim, two separate gates of Beis HaMikdash, Kedei Sheyedu, people should know, Mi Chosen, he says, Oy Ovel. People should realize, person went into this gate, you understood he was a Chosen. Person went to the other gate, you knew that he was an Ovel. What was the purpose? So, Sefer Sofrim points out that v'yishtatfu b'tzarom u'b'simchosom shel Yisrael. We see here b'chlal the importance of Klal Yisrael being together and basically sharing, whether it is in the simchas of other Yidden or whether it is in the tzar of other Yidden. The fact that Yidden would be able to know that this is a chosn going through this gate or this is a novel going through the other gate, we give the opportunity of Klal Yisrael, due to this awareness, to be able to be mishtatif either in the tzar of the Yovel or in the simcha of the chosn. Important to point out that the mitzvah of the Gemilas Chasodim, as mentioned, when you took even in Rishoyim already, Gedoyle, the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim, which is Bechlal Gemilas Chasodim, that we find already that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menachem Yitzchok when he lost his father Avraham, Posik in Parshas Chayesora. But the Posik says, Vahi Achrei Mois Avraham, it was after Avraham Avinu passed away, Vahi Baruch Elokim Es Yitzchok. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a blessing, gave a bracha to Yitzchok. What does it mean, Vayivarech Elokim? So actually, Rashi Bim Koimoi, but this is a Gemara in Masech Tesoite, Daf Yudalad. Chazal say, Shenichamoi Tanchume Avelim. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Menachem to Yitzchok, Tanchume Avelim. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kibiochel was Menachem Avel over there. And the Inyan of Nechama, we have to understand, if you look a little bit in the Yisroel Magdoshim, that it's not just a Tanchuman actually for the Avel who is sitting Shiva, but it's also for the Nishmas Hameis, something that people may not be so aware of, because of course we are not aware, at least, bepoiled to see the Nishama of the Meis being there, but including, as the Mavar Yaboik, really one of the early authoritative Svarim, which deals with the Yonim of Avelis and Nichum Avelim, point out that the Nechama, when one goes to be Menachem and Ovel, you realize that you are giving Nechama not only to the Ovel, which is the Chai, but also to the Nifter, which is the Nishama of the Meis, and, as a matter of fact, this is one of the reasons that you find the Loshen that we say in the Nichum Avelim, we say, Hamokoim Yenachem Eschem, we say plural, even if there is one Ovel sitting. People actually sometimes question that. Actually you see the posters or they have some of the plaques regarding Hamokim, they have Oischa. If it's for one, in brackets, Eschem, if there are many. But if you look in the Sifrei Kabbalah, you'll see that you should say Eschem regardless of how many are sitting, even if one person is sitting there. What's the Eschem? Hamokim Nachem Eschem, because when you come to be Menachem Oval, it's not just the Oval. You're also referring to the Nishom of the Meis. So therefore, there's always at least two that you're being Menachem. This again, this is an indication of Hamokim Nachem Eschem to show that the Nichum Avilim goes both for the Oval and goes also for the Nishom of the Meis. And there's a raya to that also actually from Chazal, which is interesting to point out. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufnam Beis, says a fascinating halacha. It's not our custom to do that. Many of the things we find in Chazal, things have changed throughout the Doiris, as we see in the Poiskim, but Kuponim, just to realize what the Gemara is saying over there. What's the halachas of the Gemara? A mace she'ein loy menachemim. A mace that does not have comforters. It does not have people to come to be menachem. Hoilchim asora b'nei yodom. So 10 people go. V'yoyishvim b'mkoyimu. In other words, we set aside a minion. We bring a minion that they should be b'mokim the oval. There's no oval. Lamaise, we take 10 people, they should be Yoshev Bim Koimoi. In other words, and what happens is, and we come to be Menachem Ovel, the 10 people Kibioch. What are we being Menachem, the 10 people? They are not the Avelim. But they represent the Mokim of the Ovel, because the Neshama of the Mace is there. And therefore, if you cannot be Menachem, an Ovel that's here, sitting in the flesh, we are Menachem, the Neshama. So the Neshama Koponim needs Nechama. So if there is no Avelim sitting Shiva, yet the Gemara says we should still come to be Menachem Ovel. By setting up 10 people, the minion, the Gemara tells us that Rebbe Yehuda, Lo Kachimoi, Rebbe Yehuda actually took with him Asora ben Yodom, he says, that you should sit in the Mokim of a Nifter, and they would be Menachem Ovel. And we are told in Chazal that after the conclusion of the Shiva, So the Nifter came and revealed himself in a dream to Rabbi Yehuda, and he said the following Lashon. He said to Rabbi Yehuda, Tenuach daitcho, kemoi shehinachto es daiti. Let your mind always be at ease in the same way that you have comforted me. So Kaponim, we see that the Inyan of Nechama Ve'elam is really all-encompassing, not just simply referring to the Yovel, but also to the Mace. Maybe parenthetically I should say it, because it should be at least a Dover Mefursim L'Rabim, which I believe, which is something very interesting. I've not found it anywhere. But I guess Barabim, in terms of a way that many people can hear it, would be said right now. Many, many years ago, here in the neighborhood, Choshev Rav was giving a shir on Masechtas Moed Katan, and which the Gemara discusses the halachas of Avelis, as we're familiar with. And the Rav told me that one of the Babatim asked him, that where does the Veltz Nusach, the Nusach that the world says, Hamokim Yenachem Eschem, Tzachshar Avelis Yivisham, where does it come from? Where's the mocker? If you take a look, you see that it is being said, but you don't really find going back, you don't find any real source of that Nusach. And if Klal Yisrael adopted a Nusach, there must be a reason or some legitimate source where that Nusach comes from. So actually, the earliest that I was able to find, Lemaise, if you look on the tour, the bottom you have the Pirush of the Drisha, which goes about, you know, something like 4 centuries or so. The Drisha says that it's the Minig Ha'olam. The Minig Ha'olam is to say Hamokim Yenachem, which means to say, yes, it's the Minig Ha'olam, but he does not provide a real source of where that Nusach comes from. So it really occurred to me, and I believe this is the Dover Shalem, is it's Poshet. Everywhere in Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, in Rambam, the halachas of Bikur Cholim and Nichum Avelim are basically, they go together. It's from the Pasuk, it's Derech Asher Yel Chubo, where the Gemara darshins, Derech, one's referring to Bikur Cholim, Bo is referring to Nichum Avelim. So halacha always usually brings them together. Nichum Avelim, one umbrella. Nichum Avelim, Bikur Cholim. It's a Pele de Gizach, Bikur Cholim does have a Nusach. Nobody says it. It's a Gemara Mufreshes in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says, Yer Mavakir HaCholim, you say the following. Hamokoim yerape oischa b'soich shar choyle Yisrael. So I'll leave very poshit. When it came to Nechem Avelim, they took the exact Nusach. The exact Nusach, they substitute. Instead of Hamokoim yerape, instead of Hamokoim yinachem. Instead of choylem, they said Avelim. Now the only question is, why is it that regarding Bikur Choylem, where the Gemara does provide a Nusach, you haven't heard anybody say to a choyle, Hamokoim yerape oischa, and don't try to say it, they'll think you're saying something else when you start out with that phrase. But Lamaisa, that is the Nusach that has been adopted. And it's Gans Poshet that this is Mamish Oysa Nusach, which is Mefurish, really Mefurish in the Gemara. The idea that we talk about, you know, with the Nechem Avelim Bechlal, is a big shiloh where the Nechem Avelim actually needs a personal visitation, you know, actually to go to the Yovel, or it can also be said by telephone. It's Avada L'Chol HaDeyos, the optimum of Nechem Avelim is to be there personally, because then really one is able to firsthand, face-to-face, looking in the eye, being Mishtatet B'Tzaroi. It's brought down the Poiskim that B'Lez Breder, for some reason, not always it's feasible. You may be very far away, B'er Acheres, sometimes there are other constraints that you cannot do it. So B'Shas Adchak, you can fulfill it also on the telephone. We'll mention soon something very interesting from a Choshev Rosh Yeshiva regarding that Inyan. But the Inyan of Nechem Avelim is not simply, as we're going to soon point out, is merely to say the words of Mokim Yenachem. Mokim Yenachem Tak is very fine. How, of course, this is the Nusach that we say. But the Inyan of Nechem Avelim is really to add extra words. Loshnum the Chavetz Chaim in Sefer Havas Chesed. He says, yes, he says. You can be Yoitze, he says in Perikei. You can be Yoitze, he says, the mitzvah of Nechem Avelim, by saying Hamokim Yenachem. Mekol Mokim Yoitze Toiv. It's always better to say some heartening words, to be able to neutralize the sar. So you find that really Hamokim Menachem, really that is not the main words of Nechama that one says. Although this is the accepted Nusach, but really it goes more than that. It really is the attitude and the various different things that a person comes to say. Now, the idea of Nechama Avelim really is because the etzem fact that you have come, you realize, and Rabbi Yaplan was pointed out, the fact that a person came, you're showing you're being Mishtata B'Tzaroi. So even sometimes, even if one did not say anything, the etzem it sees that you are there, is showing that you care. You were Matriach yourself and you came to that person. That itself is already an Inyan of Nechama. Sometimes action, as they say, speak louder than words. As a matter of fact, sometimes better you don't talk because people say the wrong thing also. But the fact that you came, that itself is already the cheshivas. The Ovel sees that you come in right away. This is already an aspect, already in the kuba of Nechama, in the kud of Nechama already for him. The mere fact that you have come. But Lamaisa, the idea is one of the most important things which has been shown that works in terms of Nechama, because what does Nechama really mean? It doesn't change the Metzias. The loss is still there. It's a fact. And you're not going to bring back that loss. But the idea is a Oval who hears when someone speaks about the Cheshivas of the Nifter, making a point that the Nifter actually made some sort of contribution for society. And the truth is that no matter what the level of a person of the Nifter is, if a person takes some time, if a person really takes some time to think about, Rav Ozner writes in Shevet Halevi actually, he said that before you go for Nechem Avelim, there should be a Hachone. What should be the Hachone? You know, the Hachone should be is in the same way that if you're commissioned, you know, to give a drosha or to give a speech or something, yeah, then you set aside some time. You don't just speak without any preparation. You should have preparation. Choose your words. What are you going to say? What do you think in this particular situation, this particular oval? What might be more appealing to him that you feel that you can serve in terms of words of Nechama? So Nechama Avilim is something that requires proper preparation Nechama to see that you find the right words to say to the oval. So Lamai said, in your choosing of your words, if it's possible, to try to find some sort of a mila that you feel that was appreciated by society. When an oval hears that the Nifter, really, he lived a life that really made a difference in other people's lives, that is one of the biggest things in terms of serving some sort of comfort. People remember him for the good things that he did. And no matter, again, as I'm saying, the level of a person, not everybody's Dafka Rosh Yeshiva to say he was a great Marbetz Torah, or he was a Rav, he was a leader of a Kila, or a leader of a community, as a Rosh HaKoyel, or so on. But every year, if you really think into it, you're going to find a certain mila that he had. And if you're able to somehow expand on that mila a little bit and maybe even say what a difference it made in your own life, you know, knowing this person, knowing this Nifter, that is a tremendous thing that releases and relieves some of the tsar that the oval really is going through. And the truth is that this is really a nafkim la'alocha in a very serious way in another area, and that is really in the midst of kibud aveim, which is something that people bechlal are not aware of. The Chayodom says that a person who is mechabed his father in many, many ways, he's feeding him, as the Gemara says, machiloi, umashkeyu, so he feeds him, gives him to drink, all these things, that is really not enough. Chayodom says that true kibud aveim is to be able to find a mila in your father or your mother that you can respect them, which is sometimes very difficult. Sometimes people have parents, sometimes it's just the opposite. They are very far removed in the lifestyle that they have led. Even if they even happen to be from people. But nevertheless, their life is not a life of something that you'd like to emulate in a certain sense. But yet, everybody has a mila. And for true kibbutz, in other words, it's a tremendous achrayus responsibility, according to this chayodom, that you have to try, no matter what the situation is, Shalom, you have a father, could be he's a drunk, where society looks down on him. Society may look down on him, but there has to be a mila there somewhere. And therefore, it's incumbent upon children, son, a daughter, whatever it is to be mekayim, that mitzvah is to find a mila. And if you find a mila, because of that mila, I can see a reason to respect him. That's really, kibbutz means to respect. Giving him food and drink is one thing, that's shemush. Doesn't mean that you respect the person as a person. In kibbutz aveim, it means to find a nekuda and a mila that he deserves respect. And akoponim, so when we're talking about now about nechama aveilim also, to find a mila why this nifter was somebody that had a nekuda chashuva. And that is something that will certainly help, you know, to remove some of the tsar and some of the pain. The Shlach Kodesh, as a matter of fact, says very clearly. He says, again, what we reiterated, and this is in the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim, the Shlach Kodesh says, there's loydai b'nichum levad. It's not enough stam nichum, he says, al yeshloimer gamkin divrei nichumim. Which means that you find words, dvarim tovim, ad shishtakhu atzores v'yeponim yofois. So you see that very important, of course, is the various words that are being said, which means to say that many times people come to be Menachem Oval, they talk about everything except really which is important. Now, sometimes that is also important. When a Oval is affected in such a way, tsar is different, how people react to tsar. You will not find two people reacting in the exact same way. Some people fall chaz v'shalom to matzav, what's called gemara shechayra, very, very depressed. So someday they need a distraction, but that's really a superficial, artificial, but even at least for the moment. But that's not really true nechama is. True nechama is, again, dealing with the situation and yet trying to find it, try to alleviate the tsar, try to alleviate the pain. So Bams, the Matamoshe is one of the early Svarim. The Matamoshe, Magen Avraham brings it from time to time. He was actually a Talmud of the Marshal. And the Matamoshe writes in Perikei, Klola de Milse, Yedaber Divrei Nechomois Hamiskablim Aleif. Try to find the right words which is going to be received well. V'chol Hamarbe Benechomois, he gives you a bracha. It's something also, the Menachem Olvos, you think, okay, it's a mitzvah, every mitzvah has schar. But here's a specific bracha. Where did he gezach? All find out, you'll be zoichet to be a Samashiach. Tremendous thing. Again, something people are not aware of. Avada, every mitzvah has gevaldig schar. Is that enough, of course? But here you find out a specific in the kuda of schar and the brocha that he's giving you and he's telling you. The matamoshe, marbe benachomis, which means it's adrabe. Take some time. Try to do it the best way possible. If you're Marba ben Achomois, he says, yes, you'll be Zoich V'yir ben Achomois Sin. You're going to be fine, Nechomois Sin, to have that Nekuda. Now, there's one more very important Nekuda, again, which is so beneficial for someone who comes to be Menachem Oval to find, and that brought down the Sefer Achaim. Sefer Achaim is the brother of the Maral. Sefer Achaim says, listen, we all know that there's going to come a time we're also going to have to leave this world. And means that our neshama is going to go into the right place. What will enable our neshamas when the time comes to be received by Kodesh Baruch Hu in the best way for us? He says, one of the ways is by you yourself during your lifetime, says the Sefer HaChaim. If you were Menachem other Avelim, and therefore when you were Menachem Avelim, you actually comforted the neshama as well that departed, midah keneged midah, when the time comes for your neshama to depart, your neshama will find Nechom Shemaim. Very important loshen. V'chal menachem la'avelim. A person who will be menachem other avelim. Will marie nefesh. People nebuch who are heart, bitter hearts. Be'ez misoso, when the time comes for the menachem to leave this world. Omra HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'malachei Sharis. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the malachim. Which malachim? Shehem memunim ala nechom. Here we find out another thing. There are malachim which are memunim ala nechom. Whoever knew that such a thing? Malachim are Nechoma. Yes. There are Malachim, which are Mamuna, which are designated for Nechoma. Because Baruch Hu actually calls upon those Malachim. Those Malachim that are Mamuna, that are appointed on Nechoma. Lehoylich nishmosa leGan Eden. Here you have a ticket to Gan Eden. That Kadosh Baruch Hu will send those Malachim to go and to carry your Nechoma to Gan Eden. Bechedvo vegilo. Not stam, with tremendous simcha and rejoicing. Ulenachim oisa. And to be menachem that neshama, mide keneged mide, measure for measure, just for the fact shehu haye menachem, because that neshama, when the neshama was alive, went and was menachem other people who avelim b'chayov, Kodesh Baruch Hu noisen lo yischara hatoy v'yoshu lefonov, gives him that nekude. So here are some of the aspects that we mentioned about nechom avelim. Some people ask Yeshayla regarding, it happens, ahavas yisrael is a gevaldige mitzvah. Sometimes we have neighbors we don't get along with. Don't want to use the lashon, you have an enemy of a yid, but that also happens sometimes. What is the halacha if a soina or someone you really don't get along with well is sitting shiva? What about nechom avelim? Basic halacha says lo yenachem ovel shehu soina. Interesting. Halacha says that one should not be menachem and ovel someone that he really has. There's a really there a part where one is an enemy. Why? Why not? I'd rather. Maybe now's the chance. Maybe now's the time. Sort of like a reconciliation. You have an enemy, and he's sitting shiva. Now you're going, in spite of that, you're overlooking, you know, the situation that you have between yourselves, and you're going to be Menachem Ovel, but there's the other side. What's the other side? The downside is, if you're going to be Menachem Ovel to the enemy, to the soina, shaloi yachshoiv shesomach le'edoi. There's a tzad that the enemy would think you're coming to see his misery. So you see, sometimes this is how we see how Elohim really understood really the psychology of a person. And we have to be sensitive when we think sometimes we're doing something that is right, to be aware that maybe, yes, your kavana might be l'toiva, but in fact it may have just the opposite effect. And here's something, an amazing thing. We would think it's a moedig gezach. Look, he's an enemy, and yet you're mavrel midoy secho. You're overlooking all the hurt that may have been caused between the two of you. You're going, it's a gevaldig gezach, lifnei mishur hadin. But here Halacha says not like that. Halacha says that the person might think, Adrabi, you're coming to see a tzar, sort of like rejoicing, being happy on his situation. Ve'ein el tzar. But then Halacha also says, it all depends how strong the enemy is. Hakul if he goydel hasina. Sometimes, boy, you just don't get along with him. But it's not mamish that you hate him. It's not that you might. So you have to really juggle that, and you have to really evaluate the situation when it comes to a decision in such a case, whether you should be Menachem Ovel or you should not be Menachem Ovel. Now, Shaila regarding Nechama Avelim, which happens many times. And as anything, we find that different shilas were asked from Rav Chaim Kinevsky, Shlita. And one of the shilas that were asked was the following. And we're talking about, as we mentioned, regarding Nechama Avelim on the telephone. So the shilas that they asked Rav Chaim Kinevsky was, Ma'u l'nachem Avelim derech ha-telephone. What is the opinion they asked Rav Chaim? Being Menachem Avel, he says, via the telephone. Veshomati, the shoyl says, I heard, Shebi yoyz chomov, moran ha-goin, he says, Rabbi Yashiv, yoyshiv shiva, he says, al bitoy. The shoyl says that I heard when Rabbi Yashiv, so he's asking Rav Chaim, who's the son-in-law. So he says, I heard that when Rabbi Yashiv himself was sitting shiva, he says, on his daughter, he gi a telephone, begoin echot shlitit. So there was an Nechama Avelim via the telephone. And there was someone, a goyin echot, was a Menachem Avel, Rabbi Yashiv via the telephone, who wanted to be a Menachem. And Rabbi Yashiv at the time, what did he say? When he received the telephone call, Rabbi Yashiv said, Ki berambam kosuv, shenichem aveilim hu bishvil hachayim hu bishvil hamesim. Remember we mentioned, that's what we mentioned before. Nechem aveilim is not just to be Menachem, the oval who is here. It's also to be Menachem, the mace. Guess what? The mace is not on the other end of the telephone. You lost that nekuda. That nekuda has been lost. The aspect of Nechem aveilim is not the neshama. The neshama is not on the other end of the telephone line. If you're coming and you're here and you're speaking, so then you are accomplishing that. So which means, as mentioned, that the neshama is right there also at the place of the, where Nechama is taking place. The neshama does not hear the telephone conversation. And therefore, this was, in fact, what Reb Chaim said. That is one of the downside, one of the reasons that one should not really rely, if only possible, one should not rely really on the telephone. Second question, which I say later, but I've lived it many, many years ago when I'd lost my father, and the Square Rebbe came to Shlita, came to be a Menachem Avel, which was right here in this room. And the question that I asked the Gabbai actually is, what is the minig in Square? Because really it's mentioned that an Oval does not get up for anyone. And the question is, I can say Rebbe and Admor be Yisrael. What is the opinion? One should one stand up? What is not? You don't want to do the wrong thing either. In any way. So, interesting thing, they said no. They said, the minute is you don't stand up. You don't get up. Well, truth is that this same shail was also asked from Chaim Kinevsky. The halacha says that an oval, basic halacha is that an oval is einoy kom. An oval does not stand up. How do we interpret the words an oval does not stand up? Does it mean does not stand up means he's not mechuyif to stand up, to get up for a Talmud Chacham? Or maybe it means it is osur for him to stand up. So the shoyl says, to Reb Chaim Kinevsky, he says, Shomati, I heard that when Moron, he says, Hagoyin, he says, Rav Shach, Zatzal, Higia, he came when Reb Chaim lost his mother, so Rav Shach came to Menachem Avel, Reb Chaim. So the shoyl is saying, I heard that when Rav Shach came to be Menachem Avel, Reb Chaim, when Reb Chaim was sitting Shiva, so Reb Chaim asked Rav Shach the shayla. Reb Chaim asked Rav Shach the shayla. There was all here, Rav Shach, certainly more than a Talmud Chochem. And Rav Chaim asked the shayla, what is the beer of the halacha? How do you interpret the halacha that an oval does not get up for Talmud Chochem? He does not get up, means he does not have a chiyuv. Does it mean more than that? It is even osir. And Rav Shach said, freg dem tat and ask your father, ask the stipler. Didn't want to answer that. So this is what the shayla asks Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim said, he says, I'm not sure what my father said. He said, but I can tell you is that B'shem the Chazon Ish was said, he's only not mechuyev. He says, but muter loy lokum. But it's mutter for him to get up. So it's interesting psak here. We find many times, as I said, the square, they said they don't. And don't talk to do it. In other words, it seemed to say that even if you wanted to, they said, no, the minig is not to do it. But B'Shem Chazon Ish, we have a Haggadah say this, B'Shem Reb Chaim, one is not mechuyif to do it. But however, if he wants to, he can, he may. Now, regarding another important nekudah, which clearly I noticed that people, let's call it nichshel, it's not a real... tremendous avla, but there's an area of mishlan that is, because the shaila was also asked, and this, by the way, this psak halacha is not just from, I'm going to mention again from Reb Chaim, but I mentioned from one more very interesting source, and that is, the question is, when you are Menachem Avel, should the person's Menachem Avel should be sitting or standing? Is it better to be sitting? We find many times the people, Menachem Avel, you realize, when the Menachem Avel, they get up to leave, and they say the Mokhi Menachem standing. Happens very, very often. In other words, you're right. When you see the time is to leave, especially when a lot of people come in, that's a signal you're trying to find a getaway. You know, trying to find when you're able to leave. So what do you do? So as soon as other people come in, you get up and you say your Hamacha Menachem. Chaim Chevsky said, the proper way of Nichum Avelim should be yeshiva, sitting down. Now we know that the oval should be sitting, Bishas Kabbalah Stanchumen. As a matter of fact, Halacha says, if the oval is standing, though, one should not say shave. You don't say to the oval, sit down. That you shouldn't, even though he shouldn't be sitting to be Mekabal Tanchumen. Why? Because shave might mean sit in your matzev, remain in your matzev. And therefore, of course, we don't want to say that. And we don't mean that. So you don't say for an oval, sit. We don't want the oval to be sitting. Halavai should be able to get over the shiva. So you're not allowed to tell him to sit, but the oval should be sitting in order to be Mekabal Tanchumen. Rav Moshe Sternberg, as a matter of fact, points out, there's something I noticed also in Kama Kehilas B'Yisrael. I know this to be fact, but I can see it. You know, I saw it in my Kehilah, and people are people all over the world, more or less the same. And that is, for example, Tisha B'Av night, it's sort of difficult to sit, you know, low. It's not comfortable. So when you're saying the kinnis, so many people, sometimes they do it standing. They say Megillas Eicha, they do it standing. It's the opinion, again, of Rav Moshe Sternberg that being that this is an expression of Avelis, the Megillas Eicha that is said on Tisha B'Av night, it should be done sitting. And the important, interesting thing, he relates to the same thing as we're talking about by the Yovel. The idea is it should be yeshiva, it should be in a sitting fashion. So they asked Rav Chaim Kinevsky, was asked Yishayla, whether it is really more appropriate, is it? They asked him, what's your opinion? Is it really more appropriate that Nichum Avelim should be done by yeshiva, sitting down? And Rav Chaim says the following, interesting. He brings together what we mentioned a moment ago, that we find that Nichum Avelim and Bikur Cholim go together. Well, if you know that Nichum Avelim and Bikur Cholim go together, so Rav Chaim brings the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Lametes, where the Gemara says, Bikur Cholim, here people don't know that either. Bikur Cholim should be done by yeshiva. When you come to go to a hospital, you visit someone, you know, sometimes they tell you that there's a chair to sit down. Say, don't bother, I don't have to sit down on the chair, I'm standing. Bikur Cholim should be done by yeshiva. There was a whole sugya of someone who was mudar hanoah. He's not allowed to have hanoah by sitting down and all the situations. The whole sugya there of Bikur Cholim, yeshiva versus amida. Says Reb Chaim, well, if by Bikur Cholim we find it, that it's more appropriate, it should be done by yeshiva in a sitting fashion. Says Reb Chaim, the same thing as by Nichum Avelim. Here another indication how we connect. The two mitzvahs, Nichum Avelim and the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim should be done by yeshiva. Anyway, just again to finalize this nekuda, that we said again, that Hamoki Menachem Eschem, although this is the accepted Nusach, but that is not the Iker words of Nechama. Okay, let me mention, talking from Goyen Ramoshe Feinstein, Nigrus Moshe, and Echel Korachayim. Listen to the words of Ramoshe. Ramoshe says the following, Nigrus Moshe. Hine Poshut, says Ramoshe. It is Poshut, the Hamitzvah Lenachem Avelim. The mitzvah of being Menachem Avelim, Einoi Rak Zeh Shemevorchem Moisei Shamokim Yenachem Moisei. That clear, that is not the Iker Mitzvah, says Ramoshe, of Nichum Avelim. He says, because the bezel avad ein ha'odam misnachem v'nasi set shokeid beruchay. It's clear he's not comforted. Especially as being so rattled off, you know, like minig olam. It's like mitzvah sanoshi mulamoda. Do you really think he has been comforted by you saying the words of Hamoki Menachem? Ramosha says it's clear that those words merely saying Hamoki Menachem, these are not words that are going to be really to comfort the person. And shezehu ikarat tanchumen shechai v'toyre. And the ikarat tanchumen is the person should be comforted. He says, Elo, so what is the mitzvah of Nechem Avelim? The mitzvah is, Kidimotzinu, Iuv is full of tzoris, of course, Iuv, that Iuv suffered. Kidimotzinu, Bechavrei de Iuv, we find that the Chaverim of Iuv, Shebo Elov Lanachemoi, that they came to be Menachem, Shehirbu Ledaber Elov, Shehirbu Ledaber Elov. So Ramosha says later in a different paragraph, Al Kuponim, what we see, that the Amira of Amokim Yenachem, Hainarak, Gemar Dvorim Shel Tanchum, just the Gemar. That is not, certainly not, the Iker of Tanchumen is the Gemar, he says. And therefore, Tanis Ramoshe, that one should be clear what the words of Nechama should be. So when I mentioned that Rav Hutter himself also, there's in the Igrois of Pachad Yitzchak, when it mentions regarding, as we mentioned, the Nichum Avelim on the telephone, he makes a distinction, in his opinion, between Bikur Cholim and Nichum Avelim. Again, the Gemara brings it together. Says Rav Hutner in his letter in the Igrois Pachad Yitzchak, however, here they are not mamish the same. Bikur Cholim, the opinion of Rav Hutner, he says that one can pretty much be Mekayim al yidei telephone. And he says a very good chap. He says, what do you think Bikur Cholim means? Well, the Vel translates the word Bikur means to visit, to be Mevakir. He says, no. He says, that's not really what Bikur Cholim means. Bikur is from the Lashon, we find Bikoyres Tihye. Bikaris means to investigate. The mitzvah b'kecholim is to investigate, to try to find out, to try to find out what the cholim needs, to be misasik with his tzrochim. That can be done, he says, sometimes very well on the telephone also. That you call up and you investigate and you find out, you ask questions, what can I bring, what can I do, and this and so on and so forth. So mamela, bikaris means visit, which means therefore the telephone is not actually a visit by telephone. Bikaris means bikaris tia, which means to investigate, to be choyker v'dayrish. And in such a situation, therefore, you can be yotze, also more or less, you can be yotze with a telephone. However, he says, as far as Nichum Avelim is concerned, it's only really blessed Brei Ramamish. Because he says that Nichum Avelim means there has to be, he brings a rayas, so I'm not going into this, but Nichum Avelim means that there is a mesiba shel nechoma. His mechadish, Nichum Avelim, is not just words. It's an atmosphere, creating an atmosphere of nechoma. Yeah, it has to be a setting of nechama. A setting of nechama is if you're there. On the telephone, there's no kvias. And that's why, by the way, that also explains why you should need yeshiva. Going back to Rav Chaim Kanievsky's psak, shims very well with Rav Hutner. Rav Hutner says you have to have a mesiba shel nechama. You have to have an atmosphere of nechama. And that kvias is taking place, right, when you sit. So we know yeshiva is always, that is what creates, when it creates a kvias. Rav Hutner points out that's why right after he says the kvura, we do a quick nechama, which is, and what's the Seder? You make a shura. He says, what's the idea of making a shura in Amokim Menachem? So Rav Hutner, the idea is because you need a kvias of nechama, and memela, to do some sort of a kvias right after the kvura, by making a shura, you're creating an atmosphere of showing a setting, which is to be able to receive nechama, and therefore by the telephone, you don't have that atmosphere. Let me just mamish conclude with just something, just some beautiful words that happened with the Chofetz Chaim himself. Chofetz Chaim himself suffered a lot of different sorrows in his lifetime, and he lost a son by the name of Rav Avraham. And the Chofetz Chaim at the time was not in Radin. When his son Rav Avraham passed away, the Chofetz Chaim was not there. He was in Varsha selling his svarim. And he receives a telegram, though, to come back home right away. And he comes home, and just when he comes home, he sees, Mamish, he sees Taki, what's happening. You see the sorrows that are happening. And the Chofetz Chaim, when he saw that he lost his son, he says the words, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, Yishem Hashem Mevoyrach, Me'at V'adoylam, and so on. We have to be Mekabel, be Ahava. And anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes, as we know. But at the same time, the Chofetz Chaim related. You see the Madrega that he was, he related to the Maise. He said, Maise Shehoye says, which is brought down in a Sefer called Toldoy Sodom. And this was in the Tkufa of the Inquisition in Spain, in the year 1492, when Jews were expelled from Spain. And they said there was a woman who had two young children, as any mother loves her children. And this woman was an Eish Yischiel, and her children basically were killed and were murdered. And here you have a woman now, she's bereft, she has lost her children. So what does a woman like that do? So Chofetz Chaim related, he said, which was brought down the Sefer Toldos Sodom regarding that woman. And that is, she puts up both her hands and speaks to Rabbi Nishloim. She says, Rabbi Nishloim, he says, there always was a mitzvah in the Torah, and there is. That we have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all our hearts. She said, Rabbi Nishloim, he said, but I always had two children as well, which means that my heart had to share the love, the ahava, that I would have to give to you, Rabbi Nishloim. My heart was split in two because I had to share some of the ahava to my children. I'm a mother, which means that I was not able to fully dedicate the ahava of my life completely to you, because it was shared with my children. However, now that what happened, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my children, are no longer here. So she says, now I'm able to be Mekayim, Bishleimes, Vahavta Hashem Elokecha. I will not have to split half of my Ahava to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and half to the children. But now I'm able to dedicate all of my Ahava to you. Tremendous, tremendous Madrega. The Chofetz Chaim said the same thing. Chelik of my Ahava, of course, was to my son Avraham. Was, by the way, he was Neutzel L'Gedoilus, he had a lot of tremendous kishrin. It was a tremendous loss, which compounds the tsar, you know, and the pain regarding the situation. The Chofetz Chaim put down, but now, V'havtas Hashem L'kecho, I have the ability, the opportunity to be able to mekayim Mahavas Hashem on the highest level. Let me just tell you that one tremendous thing, and maybe it's sometimes kedai, maybe it's kedai, some of the words that you might want to say to an oval, and I conclude with this, and that is this Kalena Rebbe, Zechron Levracha, the Friedrich Israel Rebbe, the father of the Heintiger Yabad L'Chaim, as you know, was really Oisik Ben Mesiris Nefesh and Hatzolus Yisrael. That was basically what he dedicated his life to. He lived in Romania, at the time where the communists were in power. And if anybody did anything for Yiddishkeit, they imprisoned him. He also was imprisoned, as we know. He sat in Tfisa and he suffered a lot of torturous situations. And they had sentenced him to be in jail for something like 25 years. And they put him into some a narrow cell. Hardly any light in there. He was able to know when it was morning because there was some sort of a crack in the wall, which basically had some little bit of light, rays of light coming through there. And he realized, well, it's morning, so maybe it's time maybe to do some sort of davening. He didn't have really much water, so what did he do? He took his hands and he rubbed it against the walls, b'mokim, washing his hands, rechitzes yadayim, or netilas yadayim, before saying something, at the dam to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He realized he didn't have his yarmulke, so he took his shirt and pushed it, he raised it up over his head. And he wanted to daven, and he starts to daven, seeing himself like in the bitter matzah that he finds himself, and he comes to the mokim where he's saying the words Baruch Shomar. And we're saying Baruch Shomar, all of a sudden a tremendous kasha comes up in his mind. And there's a kasha which really says, he never thought about it, he says, I never realized I'm saying Baruch Merachem Al Abriyas. Kodesh Baruch Hu should be blessed because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Merachem Al Abriyas, he has Rachmanis, he says, on mankind. Baruch Mishalem Socher Toiv L'Reyev. We talk about all the positive things that Kodesh Baruch Hu does. His Mishalem Socher Toiv L'Reyev, he pays char right to those who fear him. Everything talks about the toivis and the benefits, and we bless the Kodesh Baruch for all the good things that he does. All of a sudden, there's a turnaround. Baruch Goyzer Umekayim. Bepashtas Goyzer means it's a Gzeira Ra. Is that such a good thing? Baruch, we bless the Kodesh Baruch that he's Goyzer and his Mekayim. Adrabba, we find that Klal Yisrael always try to be Mevatel the Gzeiris. We don't want those Gzeiris, right, to have a kiyum. We do whatever is possible. We go to a bracha to a tzaddik. We go to an El Chayyid. We say, listen, we have a problem. We have a tzorah cholila. We want to be mevatel. We want to nullify the tzorahs. We want to be mevatel the tzorahs. Here we are saying, among all the good things, Baruch Merachem al Abriyos. And then we say, and equally, right together, we say, Baruch. We say, Goyzer Mekayim. What does that mean? All of a sudden, a blitz came to his mind. And he says, that's not the pshat. Baruch Goyzer Mekayim means, is azoy. Because Baruch makes the gzera, u'mekayim, he's Mekayim the person. He gives koyach to the person. He gives them the ability to be able to endure all the tzoras. When a person is going through hard times, at that point, he really thinks, at that time, this is going to ruin me. This is going to destroy me. I'm never going to be the same again. I'm never going to be able to go on with my life. Because in a time of tzora, a person is weak. He does not feel that. So as Glenn Rebbe said, no, that should never be the case. But remember, Baruch, we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch should be gebenched. Baruch Goyzer Umekayim. He not only gives a gzera, but if he gives you a gzera, realize, together with the gzera, the refu is right there. Umekayim, he gives you the koyach and the ability to be able to umekayim oysahalten, to be able to endure and to be able to tolerate all of these tzaras. As a matter of fact, the Nodim Godel once said a beautiful pshat, we say in the davening all the time, and once you hear this pshat, these words will never mean the same to you. A new pshat, we say in the davening the halalukos every day. He says, Hanoi sein shele katsomer. Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, give snow when it snows. Well, snow flakes are like white wool. You know, when you shear the wool of a sheep, so you have the flakes of wool. This is white and this is white. Hanois in Shelek Katsomer. Shelek is like strips of wool. There's another pshat, much deeper pshat. Shelek is cold. There are many people who have no heat. And Chas v'Shalom, they can freeze. Posek is telling you, Hanois in Shelek. Kodesh Baruch Hu, if he gives you snow, he gives you cold. Katsomer, only as much wool you have to have a coat to wrap yourself around, to protect yourself from that cold. Pshat, the murder get pshat. Kodesh Baruch Hu maybe makes snow. He gives cold, yes. But he'll only give you that much cold. Katsomer, as much wool you have to be able, same or something that warms you. Kodesh Baruch Hu allows you and gives that you should be able to protect yourself also from the tsar or the various tsarias that may come upon you. So this is something which is very important to remember. And this is certainly something that may be imparted when one goes to be Menachem Avel again to relieve and to reduce the tension, to neutralize the tension that the Avel is going through. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help all of us, that we should be zoiche, to be protected from all types of tzoras, like tzoras haklal, like tzoras haprat. And we should be zoiche to all the hashpoes toizim neshamayim, to see finally the kim of the posik, mocha Hashem alikim dimo, Kodesh Baruch Hu should wipe away the tears from all of Klal Yisrael, and to be zoiche only for simchas, and to the ultimate brochus and ashpoyes, to simch venacha, shefe, brocha, vatzlocha, abiyaz goyil tzedek, b'mheiro, b'yemenu, amen.